All right.
Little milk and cookies.
All right.
Look, you got
the milk and cookies.
For. Yeah. What a cookies and shit.
That not, what they said.
Not the milk and cookies.
And where the fuck the milk and cookies? Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah, welcome back, you guys.
Welcome back. Yes. Welcome back.
Yes, yes, yes.
To
yes.
another episode of Booze, Baps, and Bangs.
Cheers.
Holy shit.
Clink, clink.
Clank, clank, clank.
In our lovely Mardi Gras cups.
Mermaids believe in magic. Neptune's daughters.
Oh, I got the Inca tells a story.
Ooh.
Either way, these are two good Mardi Gras organizations in the city, though.
Yeah.
Neptune's daughters. Okay, yeah.
They always have some great throws.
Yeah. Yeah. They wide, though. They, you know what I'm saying?
Why you had to point that out?
Because it makes a difference.
I mean, she has a point. They need to know.
Yeah,
the
know.
People don't know.
Unfortunately, Mardi Gras is still very segregated.
It is.
Oh, yeah. One
it
day is. It shall it not be.
But you know what though? It is
segregated. Okay, girl.
But you know what? I think it's for the best. I think it's better that way. Like I think it's better that we keep as some things us as a black culture need to gatekeep. And I think our Mardi Gras is one of them.
I definitely agree
because some stuff you like, yeah, right.
Some of our practices we
need to get down.
Yeah.
You're right because some of these other organizations I'd be looking like,
yeah,
you know that's racist, right?
Yeah, man.
You Cosmic know that.
Not you calling them out.
I see.
By name.
The news be calling them out.
True.
And they
true.
Still do what they want.
True, very true.
Though I did not partake in Fat Tuesday this mm-mm. year because I had to work, but I did. I was waiting for the pictures, and boy.
Oh, I
didn't
see them this year.
Was it bad?
Cosmic Cowboys was on y'all ass this year. They was. They. Now, what was the biggest thing that happened in Mobile thus far? Ratatouille. Spot of tea. We already knew that was coming.
Damn.
And if you, yeah. That came out, something in regards to the homeless people coming from Biloxi. That was on there. But it's some with them every year. This year, it wasn't as race theory-like because they usually have some very race theory stuff.
Yeah,
it's very it's very controversial race-wise. This year, it was very political. It seemed very political
then
this
the
time.
Shift was needed. My thing is, if they realized the shift needed to be from here to here, it needed to be seen.
Mm-hmm. And they got on the mayor.
Oh, no, they did.
They got on the
what
mayor.
What did they say about the mayor?
Talking about you can't win an election without a free chicken dinner and a concert.
Man, it was
it was hilarious.
It was bad.
It was bad, but it was funny.
It's true, though.
I mean, how many white people you know finna go get a blues singer and do a free fish fry at the park in
so
the
racist.
Urban neighborhood?
That's so racist.
That's
so racist.
I mean, to be fair, you know, it worked for him the first time.
Now, that's the one.
White people started calling out their own people.
Let's talk about it.
But it worked for him the first time. You know, his very first election. It worked for him.
His very first election. That's what happened. The reason why he won the second term, a lot of people didn't come out for the votes. Realistically, that's why when Sam was trying to go back, a lot of people did not. Oh, I was like, go ahead.
People be killing me. About you want to sit here and complain and shit, but don't take your ass, go vote.
Well, I ain't going to vote. Well, then shut up.
Shut the fuck up when it come back.
You sounded like somebody grandma just then. Won't take your ass, go vote.
Let's see. Here it goes.
He had the lips and everything.
This one says, first 48 finally leaves Mobile. They must have ran out of film.
Damn. Not content, but film.
Now, this one was crazy. If the I-10 bridge were going to Epstein Island, it would have been built by now.
Ooh.
Methodist church splits. Judge not less. Yay be gay.
Ooh.
Oh, they listen. Ooh. They on yeah, oh, Mo. They on yeah.
They even got that Catholic priest too. I saw the joke.
Yes.
Catholic priest. Who
cracked?
What Catholic?
Okay,
priest?
So boom. Oh. I got put on to it because I was passing by Cathedral Square when they was outside protesting. I didn't even know what was going on. Mm-hmm. Dre said, now mind you, my husband Catholic. So he said, oh, you didn't know?
Obviously not.
So
context.
What is disgraced Catholic priest, mm-hmm. allegedly. Okay. Allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
Became involved with a McGill Tulin student.
Really?
Well, apparently this was after the fact. This young girl was 18 years old. She already graduated. However, everybody knows once you pretty much give your life to the church in the Catholic religion, you are to not be married. You are pretty much giving your life to God. Same thing with nuns. You marry yourself to God.
It's like a life of
something. This man here was allegedly a mentor to this girl and this and that third. Well, her parents saw through her tablet.
Okay.
Because I remember while our younger cousin was attending, they did assign tablets to the students.
Okay.
I don't know if there was some messages back and forth between the two of them, but they saw some stuff that was disturbing, and it brought their attention to say something. And now we don't know where she at.
You don't know where she at.
We don't know where she or he at.
She or
they
he.
At? You don't know where they at.
They at. They are allegedly
they
over the water.
Over the water.
They are allegedly in France. Yeah.
They Russell Simmons?
But the archbishop, he has already denounced
That's
the man
crazy.
And all that. Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah. This is a local thing.
Shut up.
You heard
what
I say.
A Russell Simmons? I heard you.
Oh.
Yeah, you did slip that in there.
I'm just surprised.
At least we kind of know where he at, but these people, we legit don't know where they at. They were tracking her stuff, and all of a sudden.
So he done gave up the clout?
She's completely off the grid.
He done gave up the clout
for
some
underage. Now they're saying they think she ran off with the priest, this no longer priest, and got married. But, I mean, he's no longer in the church, and she's of age. What's the problem?
That giant ass age.
They're trying to make it seem if it was a kidnap, and don't get me wrong, I do understand because we are not a religious and political podcast.
No, but I
do understand.
I got questions.
I understand the parents, the parents' concerns of it and all this and that third. But I mean,
once you
become of age, it's like
I got questions. Because listen, But when did he meet her?
See, that's
underage.
That is the question.
Because if she just now 18,
well, no, I think she's 20 now. She's been out of school,
mm-mm.
but it was a whole. That was the. That's been the discussion of things. So they're still investigating.
Okay.
Me, y'all already know I'm minding my business. It's just been in the news.
Yeah, age gaps relationships are really crazy. Like 10 years is wild to me. To me personally.
10 years.
10 years. But you got, if it's 10 years and y'all are like grown, I.
Like
60
and
70? Like 25 plus, grown.
Oh, okay, 25 and
But if you young, early 20s, just out of high school, 20s, I don't like that. That's weird.
I feel that.
That's weird.
I feel that.
That's strange.
Because I didn't see myself as being grown until, I'm be honest, I didn't think I was grown until I was like 27.
Grown.
You feel me? I've been on my own. Before that, but I didn't feel bills.
Yeah, because you still so easily manipulated all the way up until damn near 30. I don't see how it's suspicious.
Then that 30 switch hit, you like, fuck the bullshit.
It's suspicious to me. Yeah. I
feel you on that because
I don't know.
I don't like it. Because
I'm not one of older men. My husband's the oldest man I've ever been with, and he's only 3 years older than me. I don't like old. I'm sorry, I don't like old people. I don't. Y'all wear me out. Y'all worms.
They lay multiple generations apart. She done cut. She fucked me up. She fucked me up. Wait a minute.
Worms.
What?
Yeah.
Now I had one guy that was trying to talk to me. Sent me the red flags. First of all, first red flag was, sir, how old did you think I was? He thought I was 25.
That's a compliment,
sir. It is.
And but how old was he if 52. He thought she did? And you trying to, oh!
Red flag.
That's normal. Red flag. It's giving you wanted somebody to, he was trying to get some sugar.
If you knew how often.
You are the same age as my dad.
If you knew how often that has happened to me in the past, but it's not people, they don't think I'm in my 20s.
Still happening to me now.
But they don't think I'm in my 20s. They be like, oh, I thought you were like 16. I thought you were like 17. That's so fucking strange.
I'm with you. Really weird. The very first time I experienced something like that, I was 14 years old. And these men, first of all, I know they were older than my daddy at the time.
Oh, gosh.
And I was in this youth group, and we were out there raising funds doing a car wash. You know, we got there with the car wash, you know what I'm saying? We're just in our regular organization t-shirts and jeans and stuff. And the men pull up, we thinking they were going to give us a donation. One of them said, someone said, sir, I'm 14 years old. What that mean? Baby, my cousin that was my advisor, she immediately, I don't know what she said, but I know her mouth said something to get them going. I've never experienced nothing in my life like that. Wow. And after that, I was immediately turned off. I was big on, if you are the same age or at least older than my brother right before me, absolutely not. Mm. My oldest brother is 6 years older than me. Yeah. I definitely did. What we got to talk about? I mean, I'm sure I'm very mature for my age, but even then, no, I'm good.
Yeah, if you're old enough to date my mom, that's so strange. Baby, you if you're old enough to be my mom's dad.
Now that is just absolutely weird.
Come on now.
That's way far pushing.
That's crazy, but they be trying.
They do know.
Hold up for your
granddaddy. Folks got this city girl lifestyle fucked up because they think every girl wants to be on that now.
Go to the gas station.
They think every girl wants to be on that.
All the men. I'm putting it out there. This is why I got to tell my story. All the men that be out there hanging at these gas stations, getting their little coffee in the morning before they go do whatever, be in there trying to talk to the young clerks and stuff. That's what it is. They know they see a young lady out here just trying to make a living, doing whatever, whether she a young mom and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I've literally hear them say, now, if you do right, I take care of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What the fuck does that mean?
See, and that's an old school. That's like an old school saying.
It's
right there.
Giving pimping, and I ain't got time for that.
I remember when I was in undergrad, a man was like, you know, I could help you with them bills.
That's the ooh.
I can help you with them books. You need some?
I
used to be like, yo, and it's so weird.
I'm good, homie.
I don't talk to nobody much older than me now.
I know women that legit do like older men because they just do. But you have some that deal with it for lack of something.
Yeah.
Because they're missing out of something. And I get it.
You give me very much so my daddy left me vibes.
Who?
Not stop it.
Ooh, it's very trauma love like.
It really is.
And you're in search of something. And I've had one of my old coworkers say, she's like, I don't know what love is because I didn't really have it growing up. I said, I understand it, but you need to learn how to love yourself first, baby.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I got where she was coming from, but I straight told her, well, this ain't it.
Yeah, you're not gonna find it over there.
You're gonna get manipulated more than you already feel like you have.
Right.
I mean, you gotta figure it out. But I just for me.
That's concerning.
No, I'm straight.
That is very
I have
concerning.
Older friends, but baby, you wouldn't dare catch me. Like, hanging out with some of my oldest brother's friends from when he was high school sometimes is weird. Even though I'm in my 30s, mm-hmm. It's like, I remember when I was much younger. It's still like, nah.
Like, you was a grown up when I was a kid.
Definitely. You feel me? So it's like, no, I'm straight.
Come on now.
Come
on.
No, I'm good.
Let's just be real.
I have a salad. I'm straight. I'd rather have a salad. I'm just saying.
But that's why. I hope they okay, though. I hope everybody's safe.
Yeah, I mean, as of now, I think it's still a situation going on.
The dating pool.
But they put, here it is right here. I don't know what that means. His last name was Crow, I guess. F.R. Crow leaves priesthood.
You had to say it right now.
I'm sorry, I had to read it again. It's funny. Crow leaves priesthood, assume missionary position. I'll drink to that. Spotted tea is closed. All rats. Like, bruh.
But did y'all see the meme he posted with the rats at Spotted Tea?
Whoever is over the mobile meme page on y'all Facebook I don't even be on my Facebook like that, but you make my day.
Oh, every time.
Make my day.
I cry every time.
The one that said best thing about Mardi Gras, our royals eventually go away, and had a picture of Prince Harry and Meghan.
But you know, there's a rumor that he's been reinstated to his royal duties.
You know,
he's going back to the palace.
Because his daddy died. His daddy got cancer.
His daddy got cancer. I don't see why not. Like, it was, and I hate to say it, it was, we know who the real person, the problem was. It was Quain. It was her fault.
I don't think it was the Quain. I think it was Kate. It was Kate.
It was both of them, but Kate was influenced from her.
You think so?
Absolutely.
I don't think the Quain fuck with none of them kids.
Because let's be realistic. They didn't care for Kate like that because she was mid-class. Mid-class is rich and over there. And they didn't care for her like that.
They
but
did.
Because she would do anything.
And she was white. I mean, don't forget that part. Cheers.
Racist!
It is what it is. They started colonization. So
happy Black History Month, y'all. Let's just know what it is. But I mean, it is what it is. The way they was acting with her mama and stuff. Her mama was...
Right.
She was like, yeah. This
and
is
shout out to Meghan. She's officially able to celebrate half of Black History Month. You know, the biracials are celebrating now. The biracials are celebrating now.
Yes.
You know, they get the pick. You know, half of them, sometimes they start at the beginning. And some.
Well, technically, really celebrate because she's Canadian.
Ooh.
You know, we got.
Well, never mind. I rescind my statement.
I'm just saying. All right.
I mean, hey.
But shout out to all the other biracials out there.
There you go.
Happy Black History Month.
There you go. I am extremely proud of my biracial brethren and sistering in this fight.
The ones that claim us.
Yeah. Everybody else
the ones that really fool with us.
Right.
Everybody else go ahead.
I'm sorry for those of you. No, you give. I'm sorry for those of you that have had trauma with figuring out. Look,
another one. To the Jaylins and the Marie's.
That's funny because they names do be Jaylin and Marie. Hey. Or Jesse. Not even Jessica. It'd be Jesse.
Or they'd be real African ISIS.
She had a point. Legit.
Real African. It's no in between.
And
no
they
in between.
Be like as bright as that damn.
You out of pocket. Time out for that.
Machiavelli on everything.
I mean, Malachi.
Malachi.
Cheers. You know how many? I got a Malachi cousin, but he's black. But you know how many yellow Malachis I know? Messiah. Jeremiah and Jeremiah.
You know, I know a Jeremiah of the Asian persuasion. He's a really cool kid, though.
I know a Jeremiah. I know a Samoan Jeremiah, actually.
I met a Miller who's Asian.
A Miller? Last name, Miller?
First name.
Is it just me? I noticed that with the Asian culture. Shout out to all the Asians out there.
Yeah, shout out to y'all.
I fucks with y'all. Even though your answers look, we gotta talk about that. Anyway, they don't.
Parents
I mean, I love them, but they don't fuck with us for real. But y'all ever notice they first names are usually what we would consider last names? I had a professor at Tuskegee. Mm. Her first name was Young. Her last name was Kim.
Yeah.
I was like, it's her name. When I read, I was like, her thing mixed up in the brain. And she was like, no, my name is Miss Kim. My last name is Kim. I was like,
And then when they come over here, they change their last name to Lugin. Anybody ever know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wynn. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
No,
thank
yeah,
you.
It is pronounced Wynn.
Now,
yeah,
we shout out to my Kim. but I was like, this has got to be like the umpteenth 1,000th time I've seen this last name associated with an Asian person. So how do we get here?
A lot of wins out here.
How do we get here?
His first name is Miller.
Lynn. Okay, so that's how you pronounce it. Okay.
I worked with him, and I was like, he was new, and I try to know my IT department because we work with them a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm awkward. I'm like, yo, you, what's your name? And he was like, Miller. And I caught myself because I said, really? And he was like, yeah, Miller. I'm like, oh, okay, good to meet you. I'm Jeremy. Just wanted to know your name. And then I went to my black people. I was like, that nigga named Miller.
That's a first.
Miller. If you're watching this, what up, Miller?
What's up, Miller?
Hi, Miller. I definitely would have
called him Millie. I thought you called that man Millie. I was like, man, you wrong for that.
I would have definitely been like, he would have said Miller, and I would have been like, light?
I cracked the joke.
Just to be clear.
Hey, bye. If you were ever wondering if Ashley and I were dating, there's your
confirmation. There it is.
She said light.
I cracked that joke.
Nobody got it. Probably.
I ain't gonna hold you. I would have definitely laughed at that because that's my sense.
I would have even took a
They failed you.
She said like.
Just to be clear.
Thank you.
Wow. That's what I'm here for.
I'm here to be your ride or die coach.
That is
star player.
Larry.
Wow.
Wow. I'm corny like that. I would like, wow, walk off. Just walk off right now. As y'all can see, we got a lot of purple, green, gold going on here. Technically, it's not over because we had one last parade today.
We have concluded the 2024 Mardi Gras season.
Right here in good old Mobile, Alabama.
The original.
So excited.
To the birthplace of Mardi Gras.
Thank you. The originators. All right. The duplicators.
All right.
Just saying.
Y'all know who we talking to. I ain't got nothing to say about it.
I was talking to everybody, but
no, I'm talking to them.
Oh,
they be throwing some shade at us this week
all the time,
and we didn't say nothing.
Nothing to y'all this whole entire year, and y'all.
I saw something on the shade
room. Show your ass.
And somebody was like, "Don't nobody from Mobile." I was like, first of all, we didn't even say shit.
We're not even bothering y'all.
Let me just be very clear when I say this: we don't mind Mobile not being public. I don't really care about Mobile being public.
I think we prefer it that way. We prefer it that way.
Yeah, I just want to celebrate and keep it moving.
Yeah. We want y'all to go to New Orleans for the tourism, please.
Mm-hmm. Trash it up. trash it up.
Matter of fact, don't come here at all. You are not invited.
Trash it up. Because, I mean, I love New Orleans. I go there very often, but baby, mm-mm.
But, yeah, we're having two different celebrations, honestly. It's the same celebration, but it's very different. Mm, so if you go to New Orleans, expect something different from what you're going to get in Mobile.
Like booty holes.
Oh,
you are not getting no titties over here. It's not happening. I'm sorry.
You're
going to
see
family oriented.
You're
going to
see don't get me wrong. In certain neighborhoods down there, it's very fairly light. But if you trying to go to Bourbon and all that, the commercialized part.
You try to go to
you're gonna see a lot of boobs and booty hole on the streets of New Orleans, and it's just gonna stink and just smell like sweat and sewage down there. Just go ahead.
I haven't been to a New Orleans Mardi Gras, but everybody keeps telling me not to go.
I'm gonna be honest, it's boring.
They keep saying don't do it.
I witnessed one parade down there, I was bored out of my mind, and I kind of forgot because obviously, I was like, damn. Fuck is everybody doing down here? And I was like, oh shit, girl, it's Mardi Gras. It didn't click because I went down there I was still planning the wedding at the time. Mm. I was like, well, shit, let's stand away for a parade. And me and my little cousin was like, what the fuck is this? But I feel like we was on the wrong end.
Ah, okay.
That could have been it. Maybe. We was probably on the wrong end.
You had to find the black people everywhere you go somewhere.
I mean, we was because we was on Canal Street and it was very
Yeah.
We should have went down the other end by Tulane. Maybe we'll be all right.
Somebody told me it was like going to Pensacola Parade. And I was like, what? That's crazy.
Wow.
I was like, that's wild. I was like, at least say Biloxi.
That's even worse.
Pisco have parade?
I ain't trying to be funny. I was, that was a legit question, Pisco.
It's like watching Daphne's parade. You know what I mean? Oh. It's like,
oh,
they try.
People are having parades like all over the country now, like in the South. It's branching out.
I will be, I will say this.
Texas is having parades.
It's starting to look a little good. I will give them that. Okay. Yeah, I will give them that.
Texas is getting it.
Flowers what flowers do, people.
A lot more places in Mississippi are doing it. Even Northern Alabama's getting involved in parades. All right. Y'all saw Birmingham?
Right. No, I wouldn't do that.
Going to Birmingham.
Been trying to do.
We going a little too far.
They look too far. Y'all stay. Stop it.
I was very intrigued.
Now, up there, I ain't going no parade.
But they had it like on a Monday at like noon.
That's so awkward.
That's lunchtime. Everybody's on the road.
It didn't make no sense whatsoever. Right, it's not a real Mardi Gras.
Baby, we was off work.
Texas doing it though, because don't get me wrong, you know, a lot of them people migrated from Louisiana and Alabama and Mississippi anyway. They celebrated it.
Yeah.
And you know, right there near Beaumont, Orange and somewhere else, that's like a triangle. It's nothing for them to go to Louisiana. So I can see them, you know. But North Alabama?
Yeah, Birmingham.
That's like North Mississippi doing it. And North Mississippi is practically and Tennessee.
Wait, hold on. You said North Alabama.
If you like, if you know how they got, what is it? Oxford and Memphis.
Birmingham.
I mean, yeah,
Birmingham.
Memphis is right there. That's crazy.
They ain't got enough streets. The size of the streets is not big enough. Birmingham.
I mean, they don't.
Like, the streets is like.
It is kind of odd.
They interstates get towed up every 2 years.
It's kind of like Atlanta having Mardi Gras. It is kind of weird.
It's like,
baby, the day Atlanta do, baby. Just go to bed.
They don't even know why they celebrating. They don't even know what the purpose of the holiday is. They just doing it because they're there.
If you tell me what Mardi Gras, I know somebody gonna Google it.
If you can't tell me what the history of Mardi Gras is, I need you to sit down.
If you can't tell me what Mardi Gras actually means, I don't want to hear it.
I need you to sit down.
And I do mean the word Mardi Gras. The literal
translation, yeah.
But
if you don't know the white man that came down here and brought it with us.
If you don't know who Joe Kane is, I'm gonna leave you sit down.
You know he not important over there in New Orleans.
I believe it.
He ain't no damn body over there with them.
I don't believe it.
He only important over here.
Because he was born here. He was born here.
But he stole their shit.
The thing is, look, I mean, he stole it, but he created it. That's the only thing. And the only reason why it's relevant is because he was born in the city. Quick history lesson. I ain't gonna get into it, but quick history lesson. Yes, the city, I ain't gonna say city, the county of Mobile was the capital of the Louisiana Purchase, not the Louisiana state. There is a difference, so stop saying that shit too.
Because this is the 1700s. Exactly. There were no states.
There were no real fucking states. So shut up.
There were only territories.
Alabama was a state in 1702.
Either way, if you really think about it, the only people arguing about this shit is the black folks.
Yes, they do.
I mean, they do. Yes, they do. But they ain't going as hard as we do. Because they... I ain't never seen it.
Whoa, baby.
I don't be seeing it. You wanna know why I don't see it? Cause they too busy keeping us away from their balls. I don't wanna go to your boring ass ball anyway.
Can we put your business out in the streets? People be nosy anyway. So, if you're interested in promoting your business, brand, platform, or whatever it is that you want people to know about, hit us up. Or if you're interested in just sponsoring an episode or two of the Underground Queens podcast, feel free to email us at theundergroundqueens@gmail.com. Again, that's theundergroundqueenspodcast@gmail.com. Or DM us on Instagram at The Underground Queens, or you can even hit us up on Facebook at Underground Queens. We look forward to working with you and helping putting your business out in the streets.